Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Samantha Dawn Tutzlo, and this is my amazing co-host, Jason A. Coombs, and we're here for Broadway World at the 77th Annual Theater World Awards.
At the Circle and the Square Theater, celebrating all these amazing Broadway debuts.
Let's go talk to some people. Jay?
Yes.
Yeah. Come on over. Can you talk to Broadway World? Hi. The World of Broadway. Can you tell the World of Broadway? Can you guys tell the World of Broadway your names?
Of course.
Tom Dangora.
And I'm Michael Dangora, and we are directing the show tonight.
We're directing the show tonight.
I mean, major. It's major. How are we feeling? Is your adrenaline going?
Great. Fabulous. This is a...
Oh, yeah. It's just, it's always pandemonium, and it's just like... You know, it's always craziness, so we're having fun. Yeah, it's a good time.
It's a family event here. It's great. It's just the most fabulous people in the world in a room celebrating the newest most fabulous people in the world.
In the world, in Broadway world, in theater world, in all of the world.
Is there anything about the theater world or the Broadway world?
Zero.
That's the world.
Now that's the only world I live in, so I guess it's the world we all live in.
That's the world.
We're so excited. There's so many people getting honored tonight. Jason and I from Survival Jobs, a podcast on Broadway World, are so obsessed with Julie Banco.
Yes.
How are you guys feeling about Julie?
I think we're really excited that she's being honored tonight because, A, she deserves it, and also we're producers on Harmony.
Yes, so and she's just we've just announced that she is going to be Ruth on Broadway, and we're so excited, and she's so brilliant.
We're so excited for Harmony. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, you both look fabulous.
You too.
Listen, thank you. We're just pulling out the polka dots on a Monday.
Well, we love you. We love Broadway World. We love the 20th anniversary. It was so fun.
Congratulations. I don't know how we were there for the first Broadway World party.
And the most recent, because we're only 19.
I mean, it's, I don't know
how we've been at all the anniversaries. It's so awkward.
But it's been crazy to watch Broadway World grow over 20 years as well. It's very, very cool.
Robert and everyone has done the most. And Rob is amazing. And everyone, Nicole, and everyone's just amazing.
And we're New York boys. But what's great about Broadway World is like when we do show, we did a show in Denver. We did a show in Las Vegas. And Broadway World is there because
I think we won
the world.
I think we won the Vegas Awards like 3 years in a row. So thank you.
Fierce. Congrats. Yeah, well, congrats to you both on everything. We're so excited to be here, and we can't wait to see the show.
We're excited to have you.
Yay! We will.
Hi, how are you?
Jason.
This
is Samantha. We're from
Broadway
World.
Yes, Broadway World, one of my favorites.
Oh, Gus too, right?
Come on along and listen to that lullaby of Broadway World.
Come through, vocals?
Yeah.
Would you mind introducing yourself to
the
camera?
Yes, my name is Dale Badway.
Dale, and you're an honoree, Dale Badway.
Yes, I'm an honoree.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm very grateful and, you know, delighted to be honored and recognized by, I mean, it's like one of the coolest things ever to receive a Theater World Award. And over 77 years, that's what, you know, our winners have said. It's like, you know what, I remember my Theater World Award. And it's like one of my favorite little babies, so...
I love that. Do you remember your first show that like inspired you to get involved with theater?
As a performer or as a producer?
As a performer, both. As a performer and a producer.
Well, in second grade, I was Bert and Mary Poppins, and I knew right there that got a love of musical theater a little bit later. Like as a senior in high school, we were doing Bye Bye Birdie, and they're like, and I was like a rock and roll kind of guy.
Yeah.
And everybody, all the girls, like, you've got to play Conrad. So I did it, and I fell in love with musical theater.
Love
did
that.
A regional production. I moved to New York, and in 6 weeks, I was I got cast in a national tour of Baba Verdi's Conrad, and we played 26 days. And I knew when I came back, I went to the Neighbor Playhouse, and this is where I want to be. And it's definitely a passion. One of my teachers at the Neighbor Playhouse said, if this isn't what you have to do every morning when you wake up, go to Ohio and open a Taco Bell.
Exactly. I love that. Well, congratulations
on all your success.
Oh,
thank you. Well, it's been great with Mr. Jason from Broadway.
Oh, my
Broadway
gosh.
World.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Julie. Julie Benko.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. And this is your husband, Jason.
Jason Yanker.
Yes. Hi. I'm great.
How you both feeling tonight?
Good and really grateful for this opportunity to be recognized for what's just been a really wild year, and I never ever would have thought that somebody would give me like an actual award for, you know, just considering my unique position at the show. It's really special to get recognized in this way.
It's so well deserved. Samantha and I adore you and are so proud of you. We go way back to Jekyll and Hyde at FTT.
Connecticut proud.
Yes, and you just did a show in Connecticut in her hometown of Fairfield with Jason, right?
Yes.
How was that experience?
It was so much fun, and my first acting teacher came, and my director of all my high school musicals, and the choir teacher who really gave me my start with singing, like they were all there, and it was just so beautiful to come home and get to be, you know, bring it all back to my community. And of course Jason always plays with me in all of my shows, so it's always feels so nice to have him there. I don't get too nervous because it's like my family's there. I mean, he literally is there.
Right behind you, right?
Yes.
Jason, what's your favorite part performing with Julie?
It's just magic every time. She delivers such a heartfelt performance. She inhabits the character and the story, no matter if it's part of a 3-hour narrative or just a 5-minute spot performance like some lucky folks might hear tonight. So, the magic of the authenticity and the humor and the joy that she brings to every moment.
Yes. It's our anniversary.
Today?
Today.
Nice things like that, I'll just marry him all over again.
Yeah.
Congratulations again. That's like, wow, two congratulations. That's amazing. Okay, and last question. What's been your favorite part of bringing Fanny to life this past year?
Fanny is, it's such a gift of a role. It's like the female musical theater version of Hamlet, you know?
Yes,
and
yes.
You get to explore every shade, every color of like what it means to be human and to really explore a strong woman but a flawed person. And,
yeah.
And you get to show all sides of yourself. You get to be funny and vulnerable and strong and angry and grow from youth to you know, mid-30s, which is not old. And it's a wonderful challenge, and also the score is so beautiful that I love getting to sing that every night.
I'm so proud of you. I love seeing great people win, great people who are talented win. You deserve all your success, so kudos.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Hi.
Hello. Happy Theater World.
Happy Theater World Awards.
That's like a good tongue twister for it to warm up.
Theater World Awards.
Theater World Awards. I can't do it, and this is why I'm not on Broadway.
And you are. Congratulations on your major honor tonight. Outstanding swing. How do you feel?
I feel over the moon. I attended the Theater World Awards years ago as just like a fan and an observer, taking in the like amazingness that is this night. And so when I was told that I was receiving this honor, I was like, are you kidding? Just full circle, completely full circle. It's really cool.
How beautiful is that? And so now you're a swinging six.
I am.
Okay, who's your favorite queen to go on for? Give us the tea.
This is always the hardest question. Aragon, Catherine of Aragon holds a really special place in my heart. She is by far the hardest. That's a 17-pound costume right there, and she's like right off the gate first song, but the joy I get from people witnessing what this show is about to be right from the get-go and to take them along on that journey is the coolest thing ever.
I love this show so much. Well, congratulations. We're so excited for you. And I did hear the other guy you interviewed with got to do a whole sing-along. I'm not trying to like steal what he did, but...
You must think that I'm crazy.
You wanna raise me, baby? There's no way.
Okay, was that harmony?
No, we
did. I just do harmony.
I mean,
I quit singing a long time ago, and I think I just did some harmony, you guys.
I think you're in the show.
Dead.
Bye. Goodbye. Yeah, how are you?
It's so fun because we like,
it's like, here we are in person, outside of a box. Yeah. We're real life people, all of us.
Hi.
Lucy was on episode something of Survival Jobs, a podcast, you guys. No idea the episode. Congratulations.
Thanks.
How are you feeling?
I feel great. I'm like super excited, and it's really unexpected and really lovely. And I'm excited to celebrate, you know, the New York Theater season.
Fun. And like, your show is closed now, so you can like really sit in it and enjoy it and like get the party going.
Yeah, exactly. I was just at dinner with the entire cast, and they're all coming tonight, which is really lovely. And yeah, it's exciting.
Cool. I just want to ask you, do you remember the first show that made you fall in love with theater? That was like, I have to do this as a career.
The first show that made me fall in love with theater. I don't know. That's a hard question that I don't have an answer.
That's okay.
That's a stumper. Yeah.
Or is there a show that you love from this season that really stuck out to you?
I saw Prima Facie.
Bye.
And that was unbelievable. I was like, it started and I was like, oh, we're in for like a ride.
A ride.
Yeah. Like how she does that every night,
It's not normal.
It's not normal behavior. Oh, like now I'm pretending I'm the one getting interviewed. I'm like, hi, it's not normal. Yeah. It's me.
Well, it's so great
to see you. Have a great night. Thanks. Congratulations. We can say we knew you went on Survival Jobs. Also, everybody go see Paint.
Yeah.
Now.
Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
Can you please say your name?
Hi, I'm Lana Gordon.
Yeah, and you are a special nominee tonight?
I'm a special guest tonight Dale Badway, actually, who's being.
Yeah, then who are you most excited to see tonight?
Everyone, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, everyone. I'm excited to see what's in store, you know?
I love that, yeah. And do you have a standout show that she was like, oh my gosh, this was like the best thing I've seen in a long time from this season?
Because I have been working. I haven't seen many.
Yeah, that's
okay. So I'm about to do that. Maybe
catch
next
up.
Week. I'm going to catch up.
Yes,
so
I love that.
I'm excited to see.
That's amazing. Yeah. And do you remember the first show you saw that was like, I love this theater thing. I kind of want to do this.
Oh, actually, I started as a dancer. So actually, Alvin Ailey. So that
iconic.
Exactly. And I did that.
Yes,
I did that. I did that. And I realized, okay, I want to sing.
Yes.
And so actually, I've just been in the shows, like in it.
Yeah.
And then I realized I'm in it.
You're in it and you're killing it.
Thank you.
And you're here at the Theater World Awards.
Yes,
high note.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Okay, everyone. We're here with Amir, who is the most amazing, talented actor ever. How are you feeling tonight?
There's a line in The Kite Runner that feels like he's shuffling around in a dream. And that I just feel like I'm shuffling around in a dream. I can't believe this.
It's amazing.
I have to say, I wasn't paid to do this. I love Broadway World. I follow Broadway World. That's where I get my news. We also love Playbill, obviously, but Broadway World.
Same. I feel similarly to you on that. Now, you have had such success in TV as well as theater. I'm a huge Blacklist fan. Hi. Is there something you love more? Why are you drawn to the theater?
You know, I do think people sometimes say, what's the difference? I feel like the thing that's in the same is you got to tell the truth.
Yeah.
You want to get to the essence of the character, tell the story, and tell the truth. And on stage, it's live with an audience, and you're kind of breathing one giant organism. And that experience is, it's out of body. You can't explain it, replicate it. But, you know, with the theater, I feel like theater requires everything.
Yes,
somebody said, I think it's Terrence Mann said, the movies will make you famous, television will make you rich, theater will make you good. Oh, you know it. Of course you
do
know it. Of course, and it's true. It requires things that you don't even know you have until you do them. It's like, how did that even happen? And The Kite Runner has made me fall in love again with theater in a way that I didn't even know I could.
Wow, that's so beautiful.
Welcome. Congratulations on all your success.
Thanks, man. I can't believe I never get to go to these fancy events, so this is pretty wild. Thank you.
Yeah. What was your favorite part about being in Almost Famous?
The 3 year experience of getting to build that show with that cast was absolutely unbelievable. I learned so much, and I will be forever changed by those people in that room.
Of course. Do you have a favorite memory on stage in the show?
Whoa. Gosh, so many. It was pretty wild when we would have some like cool celebrities come, and I kind of got to do this thing at the end where I ran around and did whatever I want and kind of hyped up the audience. And at the very end, towards the end of the run, we got to bring up Jimmy Fallon on stage, and he did my final closing jump. Yes. With me, and that was a pretty amazing experience.
That's iconic.
Yeah.
So I heard that you're a filmmaker, also a director.
Yes. Oh,
yeah. Great. I did a little research.
Let's go.
Okay. So being an actor, is it easier to like transition to directing and working behind the camera?
Wow. It's funny. I was just thinking about that in the shower today. I was thinking about how they really help each other. You know, it's a lot easier. I remember I was in this movie one time, and this guy was saying, the director was like, you know, man, I think you got to sit at the front of the car. And I was like, it feels a little weird. I mean, and he was like, can I be honest? I need this shot to look this certain way. And I was like, you know what? You are so right, man.
Yeah, you're like, I'll find it.
I'll find it. I'll figure it out because I want to make sure you get that shot. So, yeah, it really, really helps both ways. And I can't wait to keep directing when I can.
I love that. Yeah. Congratulations. Thanks. Again. You take this all in, soak it all in, and get ready for the next.
Oh, I'm excited.
You're going places.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
thank
of course. You. Thank you.
Thanks for your questions.
Oh. Hello. Hello, Caroline and Ashley. Hello. Congratulations. How are you guys feeling tonight?
Oh, my gosh. I am so elated right now. I can't believe I'm standing right here. Honestly.
Yeah, I'm speechless. I don't know what I'm going to say when I get up there. I'm just going to, I don't know, just go blah, blah, blah.
That's acceptable. I think it's good. Thank you. I mean, what an amazing show to be making your Broadway debut in.
Yeah.
It must be so much fun every night. What's your favorite part about Chuck's? That's a hard question, but let's see.
The people. The people in the show.
Easy.
The people that work backstage with us. Cobb County has become a real community, and it's just filled with a bunch of weirdos, like really hilarious human beings that are not normal and very strange and are constantly trying to make each other laugh, give each other support. It's kind of what makes it puts the icing on the cake, honestly.
Yeah, that, and I think the laughter from the audience. And, you know, the wonderful thing about, you know, my job in this show, I get to not only watch these incredible performers on the stage, like this one right here, but I also get to watch the audience and see how they're taking in the story, and I think that's also one of my favorite things.
Yeah. Must be so fun. So we're at the Theater World Awards. Why do you love existing in the world of theater?
Oh my gosh, theater is so healing, and it's such a beautiful gift that we have. And so that's me. That's why I'm so proud to be a part of this community.
Yeah, it's exactly that word. It's community. Mm-hmm. It's about welcoming in perfect strangers that don't know one another, sitting next to one another. And like our great director, Jack O'Brien, says, it's people involuntarily taking in air and expelling it together. That's what laughter is.
Mm-hmm.
And what a gift to have that after a pandemic and when we felt so isolated. It's very healing to get to laugh with our fellow community members.
Yeah.
So
totally. I mean, I felt that. I laughed so hard. Before I let you guys go, can you please tell me, are they popping corn? Like, the theater smelled like corn to me. Was I just having one too many show drinks? Tell me.
I think they are. There was one night where there were these two gentlemen in the front row, and they had these huge, like, squares of just popcorn, and they were just going to town. I was just like, ooh,
I mean, it's a theme. We have like popcorn flavored cocktails.
Yes.
Like, listen, we're not. You know, we're not gonna do like an Aperol spritz. No, there's gonna be popcorn everywhere.
I missed it. I missed the corn, and I just smelt it, and I was like, what's happening? Anyway, congratulations to you both. You both are fabulous. And enjoy the night.
Thank you so much.
All right, so can you introduce yourself to our camera?
Yes, I'm Callum Francis.
Yes, and you've been in Kinky Boots for how many years? Since 2019?
Far too long.
Yeah.
Far too long. Not anymore.
Yeah. How did you keep that character fresh for so long?
Well, everywhere I did it, I had different Charlies to play opposite, helped. And every audience in every continent was different. And it's the same story, but it kept it exciting and vibrant, I guess.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite audience? Like, favorite continent?
Yeah. look, America's audiences, I have to say because I'm here, but also, they were the wildest. They weren't scared of being vocal. Everywhere else, the British were very polite at
times.
Very
reserved, yeah.
So, like, America was just kind of with you. As soon as you started, they were with you.
Oh, I love that. That's good to hear. Okay, so thinking back to when you were younger and you saw your first show,
okay.
Do you remember which one inspired you to pursue acting?
Miss Saigon.
And what was it about Miss Saigon that really inspired you?
I saw a guy playing John who was a person of color, and I kind of saw my seat at the table, and it started everything. It started my whole kind of love for it. So I then moved to London and trained and did all that, and then I actually did Miss Saigon, which is quite a cute full circle moment.
I love that.
But it was Miss Saigon.
Oh my god!
And still, like that overture on my like, ooh.
Oh, gives you chills, right? Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Is there someone you're looking forward to meeting tonight? Oh. So many people are going to be here, right?
I mean, you've got to say Jody. She's a northern girl, and I'm like, killing Eve?
Yeah.
She could absolutely hunt me down, and I'd be fine with it.
Yeah. I love that. Well, congratulations. Thank you.
Hi, Yaya. How are you? How are you feeling tonight?
I'm fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. Congratulations on all of your success with Top Dog and for your Tony nominee and for making your Broadway debut. What was the most thrilling part about being on Broadway for you?
Being back on the stage, you know, my training is on the stage. And, you know, I gravitated towards theater because, you know, there's that feeling that, you know, that rush that you get when you step out on the stage and when you feel those lights. And so it was great to be back in front of those lights and going on that dangerous ride, especially in a project that meant so much to me.
Yeah. What was so special to you about Top Dog Underdog?
It has soul. You know, and I found it at a time when I really needed something that had some soul that I could pour my soul into.
Yeah.
And it was just really a marriage of, you know, the best language, the best artists, myself, Kenny, Corey, mm-hmm. Susan Laurie Parks, and, you know, that whole team. It was just really, really special. And as much as the story needed to be told, I needed to feel something at the time. And so I couldn't say no.
What do you love most about theater? I know we've talked a lot about it already, but we're going to keep it going.
I mean, you know, it takes a village, you know, as performers, writers, lighting designers, set designers, stage managers, it really takes a village. And so I love the creative process, the communal process that goes on, that goes into telling a story. And whether that's one performer or 50 performers, you know, nothing happens without the entire body. And there's so many different stories, and it really is just an expression of the heart, expression of the imagination, and always an expression of a reflection of ambition, you know, that I love to see in the world.
Can you introduce yourself for people who don't know you?
Oh, yeah. My name is Miles Frost, and, I mean, I don't like really black bragging. I don't know what I should say.
I'll brag for you. You're iconic. You're killing today in this blazer. I got to say that first and foremost. But congratulations on all your success over the past year. What, 2 years, 3 years, how long it's been?
You know what, the days, I feel like they run together, so.
They do.
Definitely.
So you're bringing MJ to London, I hear, right?
Yes, I'm very, very excited about that, actually. I missed doing MJ, so I'm glad I have an opportunity to do another stretch of it. And I'm excited to bring this to a new audience, you know, for people who weren't able to come to New York. You know, hopefully this would be a lot more accessible for our, you know, out of country folks.
Yeah. How do you keep a character like that fresh, doing it 8 times a week for years?
Well, I think it's all a mentality. Like, I always try to add new things, you know. When there's new people on stage, that brings a whole new energy. Crowds bring a whole new energy. You know, if there's a more quiet crowd, you know, I make it a mission to liven them up. You know, if there's a super hype crowd, I ride that wave. Yeah. It's new every day. Every show is a new show, whether it's 2 in 1 day or not.
Yeah.
You know, so I try to treat every show like it's my first or last.
Love that.
Yeah.
Top 3 MJ songs. Go.
Oh, geez.
And hard to pick, right? Yeah.
Rock With You.
Yes.
Can't Help It. And Billie Jean. Billie Jean's a staple in my life, so it's definitely.
And last question before we go. What was a show that was like, that you saw when you were younger, that was like, that's it. That's what I'm doing. I'm going to do this. I'm going to get my butt on that stage.
The show, I didn't actually see it live, but I saw the movie. It was when I was first being introduced to musicals, and it was Hairspray, because that was my first show my freshman year of high school.
It's my favorite musical.
Yeah, so I was Seaweed. So I think that definitely was like, you're going to be performing.
Love that. I wish I could be Tracy, because she's like my spirit animal. She's like, I feel so connected to her.
No, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure. I mean, I feel like inside, I'm like Link as well, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, Seaweed's just as cool. So
Seaweed's the man.
No, Seaweed's that guy, for sure. So I'm glad I was able to portray him.
Awesome. Congratulations on everything. Good to meet you officially.
How are you feeling?
I'm a little nervous, not going to lie. It's going to be crazy to be up on a different stage for the first time, and I'm excited to sing two songs, present an award, and it's going to go great.
Wow, two songs and presenting an award, huh? Are you the star of the show? Seems like it, huh?
I wouldn't say that. There's some pretty cool people. I mean, James. Brian Stokes Mitchell is here. Donna Murphy. I mean, there's huge people coming tonight. So I wouldn't say I'm the star.
Well, I think you're a huge name in the making, so just keep it up. I've seen you perform a bunch, and I think you're just incredible. Who are you most excited to see tonight?
Oh, my God. I have so many. I mean, Casey Likes is here. We've been chatting on Instagram, and we've become great friends now. So I'm excited to see him. Jeremy Jordan is here.
Love.
I absolutely adored him in Newsies. I mean, so many of my absolute idols are here tonight. I'm so excited to meet them.
Listen, well, you're my idol, so that's how I feel. So this is the Theater World Awards. We're talking to you from Broadway World. Why do you like and love existing in the world of theater?
I mean, I think theater is so important. Yeah, you get to have that job and transport people on a journey that you get to show and tell it and give your take on it. And I think it's just it's an amazing feeling to have every night when I get to become a character for 2.5 hours and not think about what's happening in my life and just show people what I can become.
Well, congratulations. I can't wait to see what you do next. Have a great night.
Thank you so much.
Katie!
Hi!
How are you? How are you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling so great. This is probably one of my favorite shows of the season because it just feels joyful because, like, everybody knows that they've already won. Yeah. So there's, like, no pressure.
Yeah, stress is off. You can just have a good time. You look so beautiful, by the way. So we're at the Theater World Awards, obviously. Yes. Can't say it, but why do you love being a part of the theater worlds?
I mean, it hasn't been until, I really have to say, like, I don't know, the world of theater has always been a place where I found people that didn't necessarily see what I lack. They saw what I brought to the table and what I bring to a production or two. Yeah. And being in that world where there's so much acceptance, in a world where there's so much not acceptance, like, it's so important right now.
Well, congratulations on everything. You made your Broadway debut. You made history. You're changing the world of theater for so many. And so thank you for all of your work. And we love talking to you always at Broadway World.
Yes, me too. Thank you so much.
So much fun.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.